All right. I'm gonna try this regional dialect meme, but I have to be kind of quiet because people are asleep. So you get to hear my whispery voice. Okay. First thing, your name and username. My name is Erica, but I go by Rika so much that I don't recognize my own name anymore. And my username is Réveillé. I do not speak French at all. I cannot pronounce it. But anyway, I'm from Stockholm, Sweden, and I will now pronounce the following words. Aunt, roof, root, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, caught, naturally, aluminium, gif, tumbler, crackerjack, doorknob, envelope, kipoi. Because I think it sounds funny. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? Littering. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? Soda. And if you want the Swedish word, it's läsk. What do you call gym shoes? Sneakers. What do you call your grandparents? Dead. Morbid. Far. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? Trolley. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? Remote control. Choose a book and read a passage from it. Okay, so I actually don't have a book at hand because my books are locked into the bedroom where people are actually sleeping. But I do have the latest issue of Uncut, so I'm going to read a bit from the Tom Waits interview instead. We've just spent a leisurely couple of hours chatting in the Washu House, an antique roadhouse in the area near his Northern California home. Legend has it that during the Civil War, a bunch of Union soldiers from down the road in Petaluma set off north, intent on kicking Confederate butt in nearby Santa Rosa. They got as far as the Washu House, stopped for a few beers, and several hours later, the idea of fighting didn't seem quite as compelling, so they went home. The place has been delaying travelers ever since, their presence confirmed by literally thousands of signed dollar bills pinned to the walls and ceiling, which fluttered like a flock of roosting songbirds every time the door opens. One bill over by the rear door bears the inscription,